wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Mihi tonu ana ke koutou e whakalongo mai nei ki te reo te hiku o te ika. Tā koutou kai pāpāhoe mihi atu nei ko Pākeli tāku kei ngā tuwaia ko Trudy Brown ka kōrero maua anō update mō ngā pātaka kai o te hiku o te ika. Nō reira, a kia ora e te tamahine.
Tēnā koutou I te iwi. Yep, our pātaka kai is going awesome. I think people know the idea now behind the pātaka kai, and it's about sharing kai with whānau that just need a bit of a hand up and a bit of help to get through their week with kai. I suppose one of the other byproducts of the pātaka kai is the whole thing around food, minimising food wastage. So if you've got a fruit tree, and rather than letting the fruit just drop and rot on the ground, you can bring it into the pātaka kai and it can help someone else out. So we get a lot of whānau that do exactly that. You know, they have grown too much spinach or silver beet in their garden, too much for them to eat, and rather than let it rot, they'll bring it in and they'll leave it in the pātaka for someone else to use and to take. So that philosophy is, you know, the intention of pātaka kai really is to help people to share kai. But I suppose the philosophy of just minimising the waste and making sure that we're utilising everything in our gardens or in our cupboards or in our pantries. And the same happens if you've got, you know, cans of food or non-perishable goods in your pantry, and you're not going to get around to using them. Then rather than throw them out, bring them down to the pātaka, and another whānau will have an opportunity to use them, and you'll be helping out the community in that way. So mihi out to all the whānau that do come and use our pātaka, whether they're putting things in or taking things out. There's always a good vibe when I see people out at our pātaka kai, having a bit of a catch-up and talking around the pātaka kai. That's always a good thing to see. So, yeah, kia ora.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine. Mihi anara, e tautoko anau e nā kōrero pau nei te kaha. You know, I acknowledge that wholeheartedly in saying that is, Weno is supposed to be getting warmer and slightly drier by now, and that's what I mean. The environmental issues, the environmental injustice, the environmental changes, that is why all of this is happening. You and I have spoken about this before, is how can we do things slightly differently? And your reply was, the ones that really affected are our older ones, where they do not have the extra cash to let the heater go that little bit longer. You know, and the thing is, the ones that know who these old people are, go around, you know, give them a cup of tea, a soup, or extra, just that little bit of extra help, or even touch base with people like myself. If you need a bit of maintenance done outside their gardens, you know, a bit of mowing their lawns, of course, I have contacts I can touch into parts of the justice system where we can get a kaimahi that can come through and actually under supervision and do all of that at Trudy. So that's not really an issue. However, by us being able to do that, is there anything else there to do with our elders, especially our elders and our young mothers that do not have the facility of something that's warm all the time? Is there any way we are able to help, or is there anything we can do to actually make the transition of the cold times for the elder and the younger, how shall I say, a lot more comfortable maybe?
Yeah, kia ora pa. I think the best thing that whānau can do is, you know, like what you said, if you have got a neighbour that's elderly or you know, you've got a young single mum or someone living next to you and they need a bit of a hand, you know, just engaging with them, just going to talk to them, you know, all those things just brighten up their day when they are, you know, in desperate need of heating and things like that. More practical things can be to, you know, take blankets or warm clothes and just make sure our kaumātua and kuia are looked after in that way. I know that there's some whānau out there that pay for Meals on Wheels for their kaumātua and kuia, so they get a hot meal every night. All those things help. I know that at Open the Curtains, we do go out, especially during these times where it feels like winter is just dragging on. You know, we just touch base with our kaumātua and kuia and just make sure that that they get everything they need. And if they need to go, if they need someone to go to Work and Income to advocate for them, just to make sure that they're on the right entitlement, then we can do that as well. I suppose what we've noticed in the last couple of days, we've had quite a few people that have come in needing food assistance to buy food, simply because they have, you know, they've been sick, had the flu, had to go to the doctors, had to get a prescription, and all that money to do all those things, to buy the petrol, to go to the doctors, to pay for the doctor, then to pay for their prescription, all those costs come out of their food money. So they have even less to buy, you know, food with each week. And we've seen at least five people this week that have come in and that their circumstances have been that, you know, their food money has gone to pay for medicine for themselves or for their tamariki. So, you know, just simple things like that are happening, and that causes a bit of a spiral down for some of our whānau. They can't really afford food, or they can only afford the basics, and then they rely on the pātaka kai and other koha to make up the rest of their groceries. So I suppose now it's happening more often. So we really appreciate when whānau bring in kai and leave it in the pātaka, because at this particular time it's desperately needed by some of our whānau out there.
Aye, kia ora, Trudy. I will go down the track just one more time. It's not about what you fellas are doing. However, the thing is, some of the families still look at out here is that even like behind the curtains, like yourselves, like Moana, go out and take fry bread and just kōrero to whānau. I have encountered some whānau from down in Ahipara that actually they are still of the mindset that that is only a Māori outlook with a Pākehā insight. They only want to get in to know our business and things like that. We don't really want to have anything to do with them. Can you hear what I'm saying? And that's coming from a Māori family. Mm. Why would they have that type of kōrero when it's Māori whakaaro, Māori kaikawe? You know, to me, it's about the aroha and the awhi. How do you think Aotearoa whakaaro? Maybe we can sort of get, I know what a mindset does to a family. If they've been in that mindset for one, two generations, they are actually stuck in there. What can you suggest, or how can we do things differently? Maybe to sort of, I'm not saying to change their whakaaro, just to change their mindset to be able to see the difference between awhi and just straight out being ihu. How can we change that?
Oh, I'm not really sure, Pa. I know that our organisation, Open the Curtains, came about because we had a different response to whānau needs, and we go to the whānau in their homes, because prior to that, the only way that whānau would get help is that they had to reach out to government departments or to, you know, other providers in town. So I suppose our idea of going into homes was something unique that no one else was doing, that meant that the whānau didn't have to come out of their house to get help, you know, that we would come to them and offer support and help. So any ideas around how we can engage whānau like that, you know, you're right, sometimes it is a generational thing, and sometimes, it takes a real, you know, something really bad to happen in the whānau before they reach out. But what we encourage is, you know, if you are struggling, then do give us a call at the office. We do just work with whānau in town, and we've tried to spread out to other smaller communities, but there's just too much work, and there's only a few of us, and we find ourselves busy just with the whānau that we see in Kaitaia itself. So, any new ideas around how we can engage those whānau, you know, we're welcome to listen and to that. to adapt our practice so that we can make sure that people are getting a fair deal out there.
Ai, kia ora rā, e mihi ana. To me, the key point was there is that the people get whakamā, they don't come in. However, the thing is, you then take the awhi, kia rātou, that whakamā goes from, you know, being whakamā to reach out for help. When help comes to your door, they become on the defence, you know, straight away on the other foot, even so they need a hand up. It's not a handout. So that had been my kōrero with them. I said, don't be mistakenly by who actually comes to your door. If it's the people that I work with from behind the curtains, like Moana and yourself, I said, they come bringing a hand up. Don't even think it's a handout. If you're thinking down that line, you're not really needy enough. We'll let them go to the people that really need them more. You know, and they sort of look at me sideways and they say, oh, e pā? And I said, never mind, te pā. It's real. It's how real the need is. If you can't see that, I'll tell them go elsewhere, waste of time coming here. Then you know what it's like to really struggle and go without. I don't mean to talk the way I do. However, some people need to be actually shown how real hardship is in Aotearoa.
Yeah, sure.
Ai, naruga I tērā e te tamahine, mihi tonu ana, ka mau ka whakautu mai no koe tō wai ai tēnei wā. No reira, I'll give you our last kōrero, mihi out to our supporters, tautoko kai koha to our pātaka kai and to the cause.
Ai, kia ora. Look, if there's anyone out there that needs a bit of a hand up, if you've just got, you know, you don't have enough money to get to the end of the week, or you just need a bit of awhi at Work and Income or any of the other organisations in town, then please give us a ring. Our phone number in town at Open the Curtains is 09 408 3933, and hopefully someone there, well, we will be there to take your call and hopefully give you a hand. Kia ora koutou.
Ai, kia ora, no ra. No reira, e te tamahine ka mihi tonu, nā rungai tērā. Kia paira tō rā mō tēnei anō e kaupapa tino ātāhua, pātaka kai mai te hiku and behind the curtains. No reira, e Trudy Māori ora rā.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū i ratahi te iarere.